Chef, restaurateur, cookbook author, and Emmy-winning host of public television's Lydia's Kitchen and Lydia's Italy, Lydia Bastianich will be at Proctor's in Schenectady, New York this Friday at 8 p.m. The best-selling author is a beloved ambassador for Italian culinary traditions throughout the world. Her multiple culinary endeavors have married her two passions in life, her family, and food. Her most recent book is Lydia's Mastering the Art of Italian Cuisine, Everything You Need to Know to Be a Great Italian Cook. Joe Donahue spoke with her recently and began by asking her if she thought it was possible to truly master Italian cooking.
It's an ongoing, I guess, apprenticeship, if you will. Yes, you get better at it, but, you know, it evolves, it goes on, and there's always room to get better. But I think, I'm 40 years in the restaurant business and cooking food, and along the way, I was mentored by many. I had great opportunities, and, you know, I practiced a lot and cooked, and saved, if you will, the recipes, the ideas, what was important to me, what made me comfortable in the kitchen. And I put it away kind of in a drawer, and about 3 years ago I said, okay, maybe it's time to pull it all together. You know, I had great books before, and it was about the regional cuisine of Italy. Italy has 20 regions. They have great cuisines, the Italian-American cuisine. But this is maybe really goes deep to the basics, to understanding the product, to understanding how to choose that product, to understand how to clean and process and save that product, ultimately to understand how to use it with techniques. Is it poaching? Is it roasting? Is it steaming? Is it braising? And what kind of meat or fish goes best in which techniques? It comes out best in which techniques? I think all of these little kind of bits and pieces of information. And, Joe, I caught this with my daughter, Tanya Manuali, and she did a tremendous amount of research. We have a wonderful glossary at the end, and I think, you know, that's very important in understanding the culture of the Italian cuisine, you know. Those words that sometimes when you read recipes, what is that? Well, I think an extensive glossary, an extensive section to techniques, an extensive section on also how to go into yourself and use the experience that you had along the way, because everybody has spent time in the kitchen. Everybody has certainly sat at that table where grandma or mother cooked. And so, you know, I kind of empower them and say, go there. That's a beautiful place to be for you. You know, these are the flavors of your family. And although I give you a recipe, I give you direction, incorporate what you have accumulated up until now and come with me into the Italian realm.
Talk a little bit about that Italian realm, because you can be, I assume you can be a good cook or even an adequate cook, but there are special challenges and special knowledge that is needed to be a great Italian cook.
Well, Italian food at its best is simple. It's straightforward. The focus is the ingredients. You know, you really have to choose your ingredients the best that you can, in season, in the vicinity. Regionality is important, so the food don't travel that long. So all of those is understanding the product. And then if nature gave you a great product, you don't need all the complication to develop it or change it into something else. And the Italian cuisine is based on that. So it's important that you know how to select your products, and ultimately the simple techniques apply to those products the way the Italians do.
When you think of how you came to this, at what point was television even an option and an invitation to you?
Well, television, you know, I started my first restaurant in 1971. I was young, and I became a sous chef to a chef because I certainly wasn't a chef. And I evolved into that world, 10 years with the sous chef, then opened Felidia in 81, and there I became the chef. And I reverted to really cooking regional Italian cuisine, maybe a cuisine that in 81 wasn't yet being cooked in America as I presented it. And that brought a lot of other interest from journalists. Julia Child came, James Beard came, and it was actually Julia Child that opened the door for television for me. We became friends. She wanted me to teach her how to make the risotto. And ultimately, she asked me, she said, Lydia, can you come and do a show with me? And then I did two episodes, her Master Chef series. And that's where the producer came and said, Lydia, you know, you're pretty good at this. How about a show of your own? So I think, you know, when you, as you master things along the way, and then you want to kind of share them or you become good at it, other people recognize it and give you opportunities. And, you know, I took those opportunities along the way, the ones that I felt that I would love to do and that I was competent to do.
What is it like when you're doing a television program and you're basically cooking for the television camera that is in front of you?
You know, I watched Julia, how she approached it. It was not about her as a chef. It was about the people out there watching her. She wanted to communicate to them the excitement that she had in learning and how she made it. And I said, you know, that's where it's at. You know, I have to communicate to them, not show them how much I can do. That will be self-evident. You know, as I'm cooking, they will see that I'm secure, that I have my techniques and all of that. So for me, that lens is not a lens of TV. I transcend that lens and go into the people that watch me, people at home, people that come into my restaurants, people that I feed along the way. And this is how I approach my show. You know, I know that my real followers and people that I love, adore, that I have been feeding, that I want to have in the kitchen, that I want them to cook, are through that lens, and that's how I project.
So when they're actually there in front of you, as they will be on Friday night at Proctor's Theater, what is that like to have that audience in front of you, a large audience in front of you, and talking to them in much the same way?
Well, you know, the same is, you know, why does an actor, the ultimate is to be on Broadway.
Right.
You know, I'm being modest, hopefully, in not comparing myself to that. But it is the same kind of sentiment. You know, you get the live response from those people. So it reaffirms that what, you know, you're doing through that lens or what you're doing through your books, that these people really are out there, that they really do follow you, and that they do get excited with the recipes, and they want more. So it's a reaffirmation of this 360-degree trip that I take and whoever is in my position like this chefs take.
When you are out there and you're on stage and you're talking, and obviously you get the feedback that you don't get when you're just in a studio doing what you're doing, but is it? Do you learn from that? Do you learn what people are interested in and what concerns or challenges they feel when it comes to the cooking?
Absolutely. Even a book signing will give me that. You know, if I sit down and I sign books and I kind of approach on one-on-one the individual, it gives me, when I look at an audience and when I talk to an audience, you sense the interest of the audience in certain subject. You even sense the when they kind of, oh, you know, exclaim or something. You know what they like, what they like more of, what they want, where they want you to go. And then ultimately they just raise their hands and they ask you. And some of them just yell it out and it's just beautiful.
So do you actually cook on stage or how does that work?
Not in this particular one because it's too big and it doesn't, the value is not there. They cannot, again, you would have to use a camera to get close to what I'm doing. So this is an intimate conversation. It's like if they're in my living room and we are talking and they are free to talk to Lydia and ask her all the questions. And Lydia wants to share with them and wants to get to know them.
Do you know why we, certainly as an American culture, so enjoy Italian food?
You know, I've asked myself over and over, but it seems that Italian food worldwide, it's food that gives pleasure. It's food that is attentive in a sense, not attentive in a sense, you know, like laborious way, but it reflects the needs of us as human beings, you know, living well, living healthy. I think that the diversification of all the products, I think Italy itself, being a little peninsula that it is, it's so diverse in its microclimates, you know, from the two big mountain chains, the Alps across the north, and the Apennines going down the peninsula, sea all around it. There is a tremendous amount of these little pockets of microclimates with these wonderful products, be it, you know, the Nebbiolo varietal grape in Piemonte, be it the San Marzano down in Campania, be it the Radicchio Trevisano up in Treviso. You know, the products are just so wonderful and so real. And then the technique. You know, once you have a great product, as I said before, you don't need to elaborate it. And I think that's what the Italians are best at. But I think that, you know, the use of the oils, of course, the fats, but also I think the balance, the diversity on a plate of a meal, you know, not a big piece of meat, but a little meat, lots of vegetables, legumes, there's fruits, there's pickle, there's some, you know, think of an Italian meal. It's a diversity of colors, of flavors, and a little bit of everything. And that's bound to kind of bring you a balanced, nourishing message.
How do you keep learning? How do you keep learning about the cuisine, about our tastes, and about what works?
Well, I think, you know, from all aspects, being informing oneself on almost a daily basis, reading, you know, the daily papers, the food writers, the writers about the universe, production, food need, what will food be in the future. Going back to Italy, for me, it's absolutely a necessity because, you know, food evolves in Italy too. And I need to see what's happening in Italy so I can come back and communicate it to my American family here. So constant education, television, radio, listening to other chefs, being in company of other chefs, going to conferences, you know, there's a great Oxford Symposium. There's a great one happening in Peru every year. There's a lot going on. I mean, just Expo. I mean, the whole concept on food. Will we have enough? Will the universe be able to feed us? That was the whole Expo was based on that. So I was there 3 times. I conducted a conference. I attended conferences. So it's a continuous update. How does any professional? How does a doctor update? You know, they need to go to conventions to read a lot and observe and work close to mentors who you admire.
Well, the new book is Lydia's Mastering the Art of Italian Cuisine, Everything You Need to Know to Be a Great Italian Cook. And she will also be having an intimate conversation with Lydia Bastianich at Proctor's Theater on Friday, November 13th at 8 o'clock. Friday, November 13th at 8, and you can find out more information by going to proctors.org, proctors.org. Lydia Bastianich, a great pleasure to have you on the program, and it'd be wonderful to have you in town. Thank you so much for sharing with us.
Grazie, Joe. Arrivederci.
A great pleasure. Thank you. Lydia Bastianich's new book is Lydia's Mastering the Art of Italian Cuisine. It is published by Knopf. Again, her intimate conversation with Lydia Bastianich will be at Proctor's Theater on Friday, the 13th of November at 8 o'clock. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.